Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 19th of August, 2021. We have the best technology news that's been going on the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off Thursday with Hacker News. And this affects users that are on T-Mobile. And since we're talking about Hacker News, it usually has to do with data breaches. This time, data's out on about 47 million people. Yes, T-Mobile has released all its information about its recent data breach. And even though the company said, well, we've got 100 million records, about half of them have been exposed. Now, the data in the stolen files contain critical personal information. This includes your first name, your last name, and in some cases, your middle name, dates of birth, your social security numbers, your driver's license and ID numbers, and a few other things we've still yet to hear from T-Mobile. They did go on to say, however, though, phone numbers, account numbers, PINs, or passwords, yes, those weren't compromised. I think at this point it doesn't really matter. Now, T-Mobile in the U.S. did say that we take our customers' protection very seriously, and we'll be getting to the bottom of this. Sounds like something Richard Nixon would have said. We'll go after the crooks. As far as if you are a customer of T-Mobile, they have added a page on its website where you can go for information as well as shortcuts to change your PIN and your password, you know, just in case. And on top of this, T-Mobile says they will offer 2 years of free identity protection services from McAfee. All right, on with better news now, particularly for iPad people out there and Adobe users. Yeah, you finally get that little magic wand for Photoshop. Took a little bit, but it's finally arrived on your iPad version of Photoshop. And it's not just the magic wand, you also get the healing brush imperfection fixing tools too. Also now there's canvas projection. So now you can share your screen to larger displays over HDMI or of course USB-C, which will be pretty useful if you're collaborating with a lot of people in one room, even though that doesn't happen a lot nowadays, unfortunately. We're getting there. This is another step for Photoshop on iPad, which we all know was released in November of 2019 with very little features. Adobe did say they would be adding features a little there, a little there, and a little there, which, yeah, they've lived up to. So meaning we're gonna have more stuff coming in the near future. How near, though, I couldn't tell you. iOS 15 just around the corner, and something that'll make people happy that hate night mode on the iPhone camera. Well, apparently, you're going to be able to fully disable it. Now, I know, yes, you can turn it off manually right now, but it automatically comes back on once you want to take the next photo. So finally, in iOS 15, you can toggle the thing off and never turn it on again if you don't want to. Now, yes, night mode is useful to capture great photos in low light, though sometimes it can be quite a headache, particularly when you're looking for the perfect shot and it's supposed to do the perfect thing, but it didn't do what it was supposed to really do. At least not to your liking. This is definitely for people out there that want full control over their iPhone settings. Now, from what we can tell, to disable night mode in iOS 15, simple to do. Go to settings, pick camera, pick the pre-server settings, toggle the night mode setting to on or off, and away you go. And finally, staying with sort of a theme for Apple, but this time Google's going to be copying them. Yeah, that Pixel 6, guess what they're going to do for us customers? Not give us a charger. That charging brick that was once so prevalent in the box will be no more. Yes, the new Pixel 6 or the Pixel 6 Pro won't include one when they arrive later this year. The reason for this? Well, the company says, more than likely you already have a USB-C charging brick. So they don't feel the need to include one with the phones anymore. Now granted, yes, I'm sure most of you that listen to the show out there have got a million of these things just laying around. However, though, what about those people out there that's their first phone? That means you're out an extra cost now. Not to mention there's kind of this whole principle of the thing. Usually when you buy something electronic, usually it came with the cord to plug it in. Brings us back to the days of the 80s, doesn't it? Battery sold separately. So is the cord now. Got a story no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, it's still located over there at britishtechnetwork.com. Check out everything that's going on at the British Tech Network and get subscribed to all of our fantastic podcasts, including this show, the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show, too. You can also hop onto our Facebook page and give us a like over there at British Tech Network or follow us on Twitter at British Tech and come join our community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show. Show back at your way for your, oh yes, FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.